When you suffer a road accident that's not your fault, it's easy to be persuaded to go along with your insurer's recommendations. But I spoke to personal injury expert Charles Ather about that.
In my opinion, phrases like, you have free legal cover with this policy, are meaningless. If the accident wasn't your fault, you've nothing to pay anyway. I think what your insurer may mean is, but we've already sold your claim.
And if I don't want to be sold, can I choose my own solicitor?
Of course. It's your right to choose what's best for you.
Text claim to 81400 now.
Chef's Choice with Aaron Craig. The show which takes everyday ingredients and produces a deliciously delightful sousson of Southside sophistication.
Nowadays, it's important that people know where the food's coming from. And I know in my life I've come across people that don't necessarily know where the food's coming from. And down in Yorkshire, a company called Yorkshire Meats have brought in a fantastic scheme called Adopt a Pig Scheme. And Lucy Haxton down there is doing a fantastic thing where you can adopt a pig and all sorts of things. And we have her live on the line now. Lucy, are you there?
Hi, Aaron.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. And we're just saying there, it's important nowadays that people know where the food comes from. And I know from my life and stuff and the way I work, a lot of sort of young ones don't necessarily know where the food's coming from, and it's very important that they do. And unfortunately, you know, large supermarkets, they've got these nicely little packed sort of lamb pork chops and stuff like that, and people just don't realise where the food's coming from. And you have come up with a great scheme, Adopt a Pig Scheme, where people can learn from the sort of conception from the pig's sort of born and right through to that until it gets to the plate. Can you just tell us a little bit about it?
That's right, yeah. We've basically come up with a scheme to adopt a pig. And they're actually rare breed pigs, so it's not what you'd buy in the supermarket either. So it's not your commercial meat. It's meat that takes a lot longer to, well, the pigs take a lot longer to rear. The meat's a lot more, has a lot more flavour due to the fat on the meat as well. But the idea being is, say a customer would come and adopt a pig when it's 8 weeks, when it's just been weaned from its mother. And then they follow it through its life. So we send them photographs of their pig, and we even do them a little page on our website, so they can see the photographs on there, and they can choose a name. They can even come and visit the pig at the farm. And the whole idea is food provenance and knowing where their meats come from, as you said.
Yeah.
And also having a really tasty product at the end.
And I know you've got a little motto, which some people find quite funny. It was choose a pig, name a pig, visit a pig, eat a pig.
Yeah.
And do you ever find people get a little squeamish when it comes to sort of to what they've followed it through, all through its life, naming it and visiting it, and then they have to come and sort of get it butchered and sort of eat it from that?
Yeah, it's not happened yet. but I'm sure time will tell.
Yeah.
We haven't had anyone yet who's chickened out, but... yeah, I mean, basically, that's why we have pigs, and that's what they're here for.
Yeah,
and, you know, we wouldn't have the rare breeds if people didn't eat them.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely, yeah. And what's the sort of time length of going through from actually choosing your pig to actually get it coming to you all butchered up for you?
Well, we take them on to about 26 weeks. Obviously, they adopt them when they're about 8 weeks, and then they go all the way through to about 26 weeks.
I know also, you're doing a thing now where you can sort of half a pig, sort of, you can sort of adopt sort of half a pig with somebody else, and what's sort of the costs for a person? Is it cheaper than sort of going into the supermarket and buying that pork, or is
it is a bit more expensive than the supermarket, but you are buying a premium product, and I mean it's been as I said, the pigs are produced over a longer period, and you just, if you were to taste our rare breed pork against the supermarket pork, there's just absolutely
leaps
no
bones,
comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the crackling on all of our pork seems to have crackling, even the bacon, the dry cured bacon. I mean, we dry cure it for sort of 4 weeks, and it is absolutely delicious. It's not like your supermarket stuff, which you put in the frying pan and it just seems to shrivel up to nothing. It's proper. It's how pork should taste.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're looking about, for half a pig, £175 to £200. For a whole pig, maximum of £400. But, I mean, that's for dry-cured bacon, for dry-cured gammon, for sausages, for pork chops, for for everything, and that it is quite a lot of meat as well.
Yeah, you get. I was going to say that you get a lot of meat for your money there.
Yeah, you do.
And
I
it's good. And it's good
in the freezer a lot. Yeah.
And the thing is, I like to support the sort of the pork farmer as much as possible, or the pig farmer as much as possible, because they have had a raw deal from the supermarkets and stuff like that, as opposed to the product and getting not getting as much money as they should for the for the product as well. But I've got in the studio with me as well, Alex, the managing editor of Southside Broadcast. Are there any questions, Alex, for Lucy?
I'm just impressed, Lucy, with the way you actually refer to people not chickening out when you talk about adopting pigs. I thought, oh, wonderful use of metaphor. Genius, exactly. You know, adopt a chicken, that could be a whole new world for the whole
exactly.
thing. I mean, it seems, as Aaron's just rightly said, to be a wonderful scheme, again, for the carnivores amongst us. Just a little bit sort of thinking, is there a sort of alternative package if somebody actually wants to get to the stage, if they are a basic vegan or vegetarian, et cetera, say they don't mind choosing the pig, naming the pig, visiting the pig, but they'd like to adopt it?
Well, I don't suppose there's any reason why not. I mean, obviously, having pigs isn't quite as straightforward as some people might think. And, you know, there's legislation, have to have a holding number and somewhere to put it. And obviously, if you're going to put it in your garden, it's likely to make quite a mess.
And there is, of course, the other line that, as Ruth said, and you mentioned this in the piece earlier, that if it wasn't for folk like your good self actually dealing with rare breeds, those rare breeds would become extinct breeds.
Yes, that's right.
What is it specifically about this particular industry that still, in a world where it's constantly sort of flagged with challenges and all the rest of its pieces, still means that, you know, Lucy Haxton, you know, you're still keen to actually work within this whole field?
Sorry, how do you mean?
Just in terms of actually the whole sort of... Because I'm often thinking that farming per se in yorkshiremeats.co.uk, you might sort of think, are there any times where you just think, I'm going to chuck it all in, I can't be bothered with this? You know, what's the motivation?
Not at all. I don't know. I think whenever you mention pigs to people, it always brings a smile to their face. And
I blame Pinky and Perky myself.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
I don't know. They're very. They always. I can't remember what the saying is. Something about pigs being equal. And
they're very intelligent. Actually,
they are. They are very intelligent, and they're such characters. Especially the rare breeds. I mean, we sort of get to know the pigs quite well. Mm. It's not on a big scale or anything.
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know, I sort of go and feed them morning and night. And one of them, the other couple of weeks ago, started escaping from its field, and it would meet me every time I come out to feed it. It's just really cheeky. But, no, they're great, real characters.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly is a babe pig in the city.
Yeah.
Would actually routine, obviously, babe before that. I like them postcards and fridge magnets as well. It's marvellous.
Yes.
Something for everyone. Yeah. Oh, you'll have internet web presence shortly as well, from that point of view. Pink skirts, all manner of things.
Right. Well, the other thing we're doing is we're renovating our house at the moment to do bed and breakfast, and we sort of want to offer our whole package whereby when people actually adopt the pig, we ask them to come and collect the meat from the farm at the end of the adoption. And we are going to be offering bed and breakfast so people can come and stay and we can actually cook them up.
Pig of your choice.
Yeah. So we can cook them up an amazing breakfast of our dry cured bacon, sausages. Obviously, we'll have a vegetarian option in there for vegetarians. But it's going to be great.
I tell you, Lucy, I think you're already booking us in for a possible Southside location report there. You know, so you test the whole thing through. I know we've been covering a number of bed and breakfasts in the Yorkshire region recently, and sounds as though it could be very much a winner. Aaron.
Excellent. Thank you.
Just so, as I said, I think it's a brilliant scheme. It's as your website feels, it's a journey from field to fork and from pasture to plate. And, just remind people of the website where they can have a look and maybe sign up to this great scheme.
Yeah, it's yorkshiremeats.co.uk.
Brilliant. Lucy Haxton, it's been brilliant talking to you today, and hopefully, as Alex said, maybe next time maybe hook up with you at the farm and have a look around.
That'd be brilliant.
Okay, Lucy Haxton from Yorkshire Meats, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm here with Charles Arthur of personal injury solicitors Arthur & Co. to find out whether it's faster to settle a non-fault accident claim through your insurance company.
There's no way of telling, as every case is different. But what I will say is that settling quickly may not be in your best interest. I wouldn't want to recommend you settle quickly for, say, £2,000, when, if argued properly, a claim may be worth much more.
Well, I know who I'd choose to look after me, Charles.
Choose the one you know, Abba and Co.
Call Middlesbrough, 222-575, or text advice to 81400 now.
Pharma Nord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs.